Today on Wikinews, Pakistan blocks YouTube over images of the Prophet Muhammad. Art thieves get off with €100 million in paintings in France. Chile hosts a major surfing competition. And in history, Sultan Osman II gets squeezed in the most sensible part of his body. Today is Thursday, May 20th, 2010. I'm Dan Harlow, and this is Wikinews. The Pakistani government has blocked access to YouTube, the popular video sharing website, citing growing sacrilegious content. The move comes after a Pakistani court ordered a temporary block of social networking site Facebook on Wednesday when a row unfolded concerning a group urging users to draw pictures of the Prophet Muhammad. The Pakistani Telecommunication Authority, the government agency responsible for the operation and maintenance of Pakistani telecommunications, ordered all internet service providers to completely shut down all access to Facebook and YouTube from the interior of Pakistan. According to a spokesman, the agency only did so after all possible options had been exhausted. The spokesman, Quorum Ali Moran, said that they were just following the government's instructions and the ruling of the Lahore High Court, and that if the government decides to unblock it, then that's what they will do. The Facebook user who created the group, entitled Everybody Draw Muhammad Day, said that she had got the idea for the group after watching an episode of South Park on the television channel Comedy Central, in which a line involving the Prophet had been bleeped out. The site was blocked the day before the event was scheduled to take place. YouTube was also blocked in Pakistan in 2008 when material deemed offensive to Muslims led to restrictions. Five paintings, including pieces from Picasso and Matisse, in total valued at almost €100 million, were stolen from the Museum of Modern Art in Paris overnight on Wednesday. The thief is believed to have entered the museum by climbing through a window, and the museum is investigating how the theft took place despite the presence of guards and a complex security system. The Paris prosecutor's office said that a single masked man was captured on closed-circuit TV walking away with the works, which had been removed from their frames with care rather than being sliced out. Christophe Gérard, deputy mayor of Paris with responsibility for culture, told a press conference that this is a serious crime to the heritage of humanity, and he added that the perpetrator or perpetrators were obviously organized. It is thought that the paintings are too well known to be easily sold, and that there has been speculation that they will be used as currency by criminal gangs, as opposed to having been stolen for hire on behalf of a collector. Investigators are questioning museum staff after speculation that the perpetrator may have had assistance from someone on the inside. The museum itself has been closed and cordoned off, and the theft is being investigated by an elite French police unit. The Surf Championship competition, called the Ceremonial Quicksilver Pichelemu 2010, took place on Wednesday in the Chilean city of Pichelemu, which is nicknamed Capital of the Surf. Waves 9 meters high or larger were predicted in Punta de Lobos, 6 kilometers from the urban center of Pichelemu. Some of the most important surfers were in the championship, including the South African Grant Twiggy Baker, Hawaiians Jamie Sterling and Mark Healy, as well as Chilean Ramon Navarro, who won the Master Drop Award last December. Many of the surfers there have never seen waves like the ones in this 2010 championship, said Ramon Navarro to La Nación some minutes before the competition started. He added, "I'm prepared and anxious." From the 24 surfers in the competition, just 6 contested in the finals. Chilean Cristian Morello took top prize, and the Peruvian Gabriel Velarian obtained second place. Meanwhile, the most well-known surfer, Ramon Navarro, just managed to reach the semifinals. Diego Medina, also Chilean, received the Big Drop and Surf Spirit Awards as recognition given by the other competitors. More than 1,000 people went to Punta de Lobos to attend the championship, including the mayor of Pichelemu, Roberto Cordova. The competitors are courted to donate $15,000 from the final prize of $30,000 to help people affected in the Pachelamu area after the February 27th earthquake. The tour will now continue as the surfers head to the beaches of California, Peru, South Africa, and Hawaii. And on this day in history, in 1622, Sultan Osman II, also known as Osman the Young, died after ruling as Sultan of the Ottoman Empire after a reign of only 4 years. Osman II had been born in Istanbul, and because his mother paid a lot of attention to his education, he became known as a poet and had mastered many languages, including Arabic, Persian, Greek, Latin, and Italian. He ascended the throne at the early age of 14 as a result of a coup d'etat against his uncle, Mustafa I. Despite his youth, Osman II soon sought to assert himself as a ruler, and he personally led the Ottoman invasion of Poland during the Moldavian Magnate Wars. However, during the Battle of Hotin against the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth's army, Osman II was unable to advance any further, and by October 9th, due to lateness of the season and after sustaining heavy losses in several assaults on the fortified Commonwealth lines, he was forced to abandon the siege. The battle ended in a stalemate, and a treaty was signed which in some sections favored the Ottomans and in others the Commonwealth. Osman II returned home to Istanbul in shame, blaming the cowardice of the Janissaries, who were infantry units that formed the Ottoman Sultan's household troops and bodyguards. Osman II probably became the first sultan to identify and attempt to tackle the Janissaries as a Praetorian institution doing more harm than good to the modern empire, and he closed their coffee shops, which were the gathering points for conspiracies against the throne. He started planning to create a new, loyal, and ethnic Turkic army consisting of Anatolian, Mesopotamian, and Egypt Turks and Turkmens. The result was a palace uprising by the Janissaries, who promptly imprisoned the young sultan. On May 20th, an executioner was sent to strangle him, but when the cord was thrown over his neck, Osman II had the presence of mind to slip it with his hand and knock down the principal executioner, on which his grand vizier, Davut Pasha, seized him by the most sensible part of his body, and when Osman fainted with pain, he was strangled. Compression of the testicles was a mode of execution reserved by custom to the Ottoman sultans. And those are the top headlines for Thursday, May 20th, 2010. This has been the Audio Wikinews Brief. To receive the latest news, please visit wikinews.org, presenting up-to-date, relevant, newsworthy, and entertaining content without bias. Wikinews is a free service and is funded by your generous donations. Click on the donate link on our homepage to learn how you can contribute. We promise we won't squeeze you in your sensible parts. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons 2.5 license.